This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right. It is the big hump day, Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy, and it is chock-a-block with the good stuff today. We're going to have a Comm Games update.
And heaps of going on the Commonwealth Games, and where are those athletes?
Well, what are they up to?
What are they doing? Where have they gone?
And by the way,
what?
Where in hell is Camilla?
Well, exactly.
We'll get to the bottom of that. She's done a runner.
Camilla, she really has. Hey, we've got Radio Tinder back. This has been a hit.
All right.
I tell you, there's some really lovely chick we've got on the line.
Is there any responsibilities we need to take care
possibly.
Of?
Possibly. I want to read the fine print
on
that.
We've got to chaperone these guys on a date. What are we doing?
Andrew Denton,
who starts a new show on Channel 7 called Interview.
I have no idea
what it's all about.
We'll have a good chat with Andrew. He's an old mate of both of us.
Yes.
I'm going to give you all, y'all, some holiday tips. It's school holidays right around the country, and we can't seem to sync them up.
You're all over this.
I'm all over the hacks of school holidays.
So it'll be a how-to guide for dealing with holidays.
Yeah, how to get around hotel rooms with lots of children.
Forward to that. Take a chill pill, Fleetwood Mac fans. I'm getting harassed out there.
Are you?
I am getting very annoyed at the amount of attention I'm getting.
Oh, that makes me very happy to hear that. Geez. Hey, Ray Thistlethwaite is coming in. Say that
after a couple.
Well, no, I can get that in. Of course, he's going to from Thirsty Merc.
He's going
to sing for us, which is, I love it. When
what's he going to do? He's going to play the axe out there.
He's going to play it out there.
Nothing like it.
I know,
in this world. We're going to talk pretentious movie titles. You've got me going with The Shape of Water. I'm putting it out there. Is that the most pretentious movie title of all time?
Got to be up there.
We'll see how we go with that.
I might have a bit of Thermomix news for you.
What? There'll be some Bitcoin news. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's much more coming down the pike.
Oh.
But let's get down to
it. Well, we're fresh from, you know, Mick Malloy, fresh from his stint commentating on the Commonwealth Games in our office and the rhythmic gymnastics.
I missed that.
Did you know that Mick is an expert?
Of course
in,
he is.
The ribbon twirl.
Well, I know this much. No, you don't fall over. And you know,
can you believe these girls that they actually had a few stacks?
Oh, a few stacks.
I mean, you've got a ribbon, you've got a stick. And, come on.
And I mean, and if you're going to attempt that, maybe don't be too hippie. Oh, here we go again. Oh, no. Oh, he's done it again.
What?
Oh, he's at it.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Who won the gold?
Outrageous.
Who won the gold?
Oh, they're still twirling.
Right.
They're still
twirling. They've still got that ball up in the sky. They were there.
This looks like piss farting around to me.
It does, doesn't it?
I don't get it. I don't
just,
what do you do
in
training? You just, just grab a stick and
bung a ribbon on the end.
Go berserk. Try not to fall over, it looks like to me. And
get the
bedazzler out. Hello, Dave.
Hello, guys.
Dangerous Dave, of course, chiming in over there.
I love the word haberdashery.
You're a major disappointment to me yesterday.
What are you talking about?
The whole
don't say that.
No way.
You came down on the side of the...
Mate.
Of the majority.
You're correct.
Can we just
Common
read
sense.
Out the Instagram poll that Mick Malloy was dead set wrong that... Fleetwood Mac was not an all-round band that guys and girls love, and particularly a station like Triple N that we're broadcasting from.
You
question whether it was in the DNA of this station. Dave and I fought back, and we're clearly the winners.
Well, not clearly. There's a big groundswell against it, 36% in fact, which is a lot.
Is that a big groundswell?
That's a groundswell.
Nice one, Trumpy.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, it's even more on Twitter, which is 58-42, and closing all the time. Here's news that I said is that news that we need to worry about on this station.
And
the answer has come back strongly, no.
It is.
I'll give you some news. This is Triple M DNA.
Okay.
This is why you wake up and you skip out of bed in the morning to find out Ace Frehley is rejoining Kiss with Gene Simmons. It's got to be unbelievable. It's about time.
It's not actually Kiss.
Can't I just call it Kiss?
Technically, I can't let you get away with that. I'm afraid it's Gene Simmons.
Well, you know who's joining Kiss, don't you?
Who?
Lindsay Buckingham.
He's got the hair.
Once they work out what kind of makeup to give him.
He just needs to have a little black nose.
Ace Frehley. Now, look, Kiss have been touring with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, and we've had no Peter Criss. We've had no Ace Frehley, who's the smoking guitar.
They were mortal enemies.
Well, they were founding members, and let's say some were on the gear and some weren't.
Right.
Split down those lines. Gene Simmons, front man we know, can be a little, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, fascist?
Misogynistic?
Misogynistic.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very disappointing to find out. He was a classic.
It is disappointing. It was a classic case of
don't meet your heroes. Yeah. And, I met him on the panel. The first time I was on the panel one night, and he was in, and I've never been so excited.
Yeah, he let you down.
He's a douchebag.
He's a giant knob. To tell you the truth.
A shout out to Gene. But he is touring.
And you're talking to a man who got beaten up riding through Mount Eliza on his bike dressed as Gene Simmons from Kiss. Yeah, it was a sobering lesson and one I've learned.
Have you still got your Kiss albums?
I've got all my Kiss albums at home. I had an entire wall of wallpaper and posters of Kiss papers.
I love that.
I was the first guy in Australia to have Kiss Alive 2 because my dad was an airline pilot and he picked it up in Japan for me.
Oh, my God.
I came home, set it up in my basement and charged all my mates like $1. And they could hear one song. And I had a queue running around out my front door.
For people to hear
around
a song.
The block to hear a song. One song.
Wow. You're just Michael Gudinski, aren't you?
Put your dollar down.
That's unreal.
Oh, look, I do. I'm a Kiss fan. I've said before that I have dressed up with my girlfriends as Gene Simmons as well. Loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I sang I Was Made for Loving You. Sister Mary Rose came on with the bell to ding us off, but she said, I think that'll do.
She dinged you off.
She said, that'll do.
Wow.
It's getting a bit thrusty, she said.
It was highly strung. Would they ever wear makeup, Kiss-style makeup? Or
no, but we would probably sing Beth.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Criss.
Big ballad.
Probably could do that. I think that's enough. Don't you think we need to hear the real thing now? Is it time to hear?
Me and the boys play.
Jeepers.
And we just can't find the sound.
Yeah.
I can do the whole thing.
Hey, please don't.
Do you know why Ace Frehley can't join Kiss?
Why?
He's let himself go a bit.
Has he?
He looks like Barbara Cartland.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
By the way, Gene Simmons and Ace Frehley, Entertainment Centre Adelaide, Margaret Court Arena Melbourne, Enmore Sydney, and the Tivoli in Brisbane, August and September. And just for you, Mick.
Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now.
Wow. It's really quite pretty song. Yeah.
And the boys are playing.
He was the best drummer. He was Peter Criss. Eric Carr.
He was
hopeless.
I know. No, I was a Peter Criss fan.
R.I.P. Sorry about that. Hey, will they play anything off Love Gun, do you think?
Maybe.
Ooh,
how good would that be? Destroyer. Love that record.
I like it when you get excited by your music.
Do you know what? You want to see something good? Paul Stanley's very good. And the end of Rock and Roll Part 2, The Decline of Western Civilization,
yes,
directed by Penelope Spheeris. It is one of the great docos of all time. And he's pretty good in it.
Excellent. Yeah. I'll check that out. Thanks, Molly.
I've got my hat on. You can't see it at home, but I'm wearing my Molly Meldrum style hat.
It's good. We're going to take a bit of a departure now.
I'm about to fall off a ladder.
Yeah, that's right. Time for this.
A Kennedy Molloy Commonwealth Games update.
It sounds more official than what I've actually got, but I think we start with our Prime Minister not knowing the words to the or the voice.
Are you sure about this?
No, I was watching
it, and
I looked at it. That is ridiculous.
Come on, you need me.
I'm not anti anyone. I'm bipartisan, I'll have you know. I don't barrack for anyone in this world, in this government.
So what, you sit on the fence? Is that it?
Yeah, I do. All right. Well, I'm sitting on the fence.
That's sad too, isn't it?
It's not sad.
Why don't you put a stake in the ground?
I don't like anybody in politics. I'm not mad on anyone.
Well,
I've got an issue with all of them.
You know what you need to do? Roll up your sleeves, get into it, and work out. Someone's better than the other.
People don't trust politicians.
Start your own party.
No, I don't want to start my own party. No, people won't trust them.
Mummy and Daddy, I'm sorry. Back to you guys.
It's really quite sad. Okay.
No, but why would it kill you to actually say? What do you believe in?
Who am I going to barrack for currently who is either in the opposition or
Dutton.
The...
You look like a Dutton girl.
I am not a Dutton girl.
All right.
I'll give you the tip. I am not.
All right.
I'm a no one girl, I'll have you know. No. So shut up.
What are we talking about? So what did he do?
So they're all around watching, and of course he knows also that we're on a winning gold streak. So when does he rock up to watch?
Yeah, dead right. I've just rocked in.
Oh, what this night of all nights to choose? Oh, another golden haul for the Aussies.
So he plonks himself in amongst
front row.
The,
sit next to all the, you know, all the blonde Aryan looking swimmers. So it's a good shot for the world to see.
Jeez. Wow,
all right. So then they all start chanting, "You're the voice," because it's rousing. We all know it. It's pretty much our national anthem.
Sad,
it's not sad. It's great. Everybody knows the words.
Yeah, this one here.
Yeah. They're all.
Oh man,
John
how good.
John Bertrand was leading the pack and getting them all to swim. Now he's done a good job, hasn't he? Oh, John Bertrand's done a great job there.
Right. So there we've got. What are you saying? He didn't know.
We've got the close-up of him swaying along, and you know what bit he knew? Whoa! Well, everybody knows that. But when the words came, I actually had to turn away from the TV.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he didn't know the words, and he's admitted it this morning.
So he couldn't name AC/DC song.
That's right.
And he didn't know the words to "You're the Voice."
And he's given a lame-ass excuse. Pardon me to the Prime Minister calling you lame-ass.
What did he say?
He said, "Oh, I didn't want to upstage any of the young, beautiful people who were singing around me with my dreadful voice." Rubbish, mate. Yeah. Everyone was singing along.
That's terrible.
Sorry,
I got a question
Turnbull.
For you. Where's Camilla?
Listen,
Camilla? Missing. She turned up. She's got bored at the opening ceremony.
She's stupid hat like Charles is.
She's got the hat make out of beaks up at your car. She hasn't turned up at any of their functions.
Oh, you
know what? He's cooking. They're cooking for him for MasterChef today.
Correct. She's still jet lagged.
Is she still here? Or is she gone?
I have no.
She hasn't surfused.
Someone tell us, by the way.
Well, if you've seen her.
You spotted Camilla. Give us a call.
1-333-353. With that idiot Barobi.
The mascot.
Oh, he hasn't been seen either.
Also missing an action.
He didn't turn up for the opening ceremony.
No.
He hasn't been seen anywhere.
That's very sad.
Sent out a couple of dick pics. That's about it. That's all he's done, Barobi.
I'll tell you what. Oh, you know
probably
where
high as a kite. Most koalas are. You know that, don't you? They sit there getting high on eucalyptus leaves.
They do.
You'd be at home with sitting around ordering pizzas with a bong.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you who they might be with. She might be with the 5 Cameroon athletes who've gone missing.
Is that time, is it? How many days to go?
How many days? They've done all their athletics events.
I've not turned up to their events?
No. They're keeping a watch on where they are, and I'm saying, I don't know. Peter Dutton's going to find those.
Well, he'll be on the case.
That makes me laugh. Every Olympics and every Commonwealth Games, there's always those escapees.
Sure. It's on the run. Let the games begin. It's like a Benny Hill-style chase around Australia now.
I love that.
About Tinder? What about the Comm Games Tinder? Can we get to that?
Yes, we can.
So this is huge. I love this. Every so often, we know there's like 110,000 condoms floating around the village. All the athletes are starting to wind down.
Yeah.
The games begin.
There's some hot bods around.
And already they've decided there's Comm Games Tinder, like within the village.
I love that.
And it's going berserk. So I put it to you.
Yes.
Here's who gets the action, who doesn't, who misses out, who's good, who's not. I'm going to put it to you events-wise.
Okay.
Track and field, tick.
Oh, big time.
Track and field, tick. Well, maybe it was shot put cross. Maybe.
Yeah.
All the track and field, with exception of shot put, are probably going
to... Javelin?
Up the top.
Could be up there.
Javelin could be up there.
Yeah. All right.
It's fairly masculine or feminine, depending on where. So swimming.
Yes.
I'd say blokes yes, girls no.
Oh, what?
What?
Wow.
I'm saying,
no.
Oh, what? I've been trying. What?
I'm sorry. Well, I'm.
Big shoulders.
That's very hot and sexy.
On men. Mate, I'm not mucking around here. Oh, you know what I'm saying is right. Oh, you.
All right, you cross the line now.
Interrupt.
Sorry about that, everyone. I just had a bit of a chat.
Just go and get a butterfly and have a look at me and get back to me. Okay, well, why don't we do it like this then?
All right.
And team sports. Anyone in team sports, they are generally fit and good and they'll go okay.
Okay.
Let's break it down nations. Jamaica, yes.
Yes.
Scotland, no.
Scotland.
I'm going to finish in
Okay.
Can we do it like
that? Can I throw up another nation?
What?
Well, let me think. New Zealand?
What?
Well, I'm tossing up New Zealand as a nation.
Do you think they will go well or not?
I think they're a little pasty.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think New Zealand listeners.
New Zealand's a pasty.
Yeah.
Well, obviously not the natives.
I'm not talking about the Maori.
What?
Participants.
Just your Caucasian standard rig New Zealanders a bit pasty for your liking. Jeez.
I'm afraid so.
Maybe it's because they're wearing black.
No. No, because other people can rock black.
Why are you so anti-New Zealand?
Anti? Why do you have to go to the extreme? Why do you say, why am I so anti? I'm not. All right, give me another
note. I'll say this. They'll go okay. They won't go. Still, to me, it's not quite up there with the winters. Like the winters, if I could be on either Tinder, it'd be the winters because that's rich, hot people. Yeah. Like they're rich,
but they're pretentious high. And annoying.
Well, I'm on Tinder.
Entitled.
Well, I don't want to marry them.
Okay,
just want to see their thigh muscles.
Clearly not the rhythm.
Well, what about gymnasts?
No, they're too young.
I'll need to see some ID. All right.
Need to see some ID.
Hey guys, but this is it though. Why don't we put out a call? What do you want to do this
for? What?
What radio?
Of course
Tinder.
We do.
Radio Tinder. When we come back, shall we get it up and running?
We'll do it right after this.
Okay.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, which is probably why the show's called Kennedy Malloy. That's just my best guess.
We've got Ray from Thirsty Merc to join us in the next 10, 15 minutes, then Andrew Denton as well. Big show. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is big. Thirsty Merc, great band. Yeah. I love them.
Me too.
Named after his Merc. Yeah. Which they used to drive around in, Jane.
Really? Thanks for that information.
I was a bit thirsty on the radiator. Right.
You're full of musical knowledge today.
Do you know if we named, if I had a band that was named after my first car, what would it be called? Stolen Bluebird. That's a good name for a band.
Did you really have a Stolen Bluebird? Did you know it was?
I don't know. Maybe Gian Rooney and Thorby were supposed to be in it. Hey, we were just talking Com Games. We're talking about Tinder around the Athletes Village, how exciting it would be to be amongst that young, fit athletes from all countries, of all persuasions, ready to pile on and get
hot. I think we might have our own
I've just seen Usain Bolt turn up.
Yeah, well, he's no...
It must be rooting time.
Time for Radio Tinder.
If they're swiping right here, love is only a phone call away. Kennedy Malloy's Radio Tinder.
We put a call out.
We did.
To get some ladies on the line who
are
looking for, you know...
Who've been unlucky in love.
They
need a chop out, a bit of a break.
That's right.
They need
to meet
some exciting young men.
And they're ready to do it. You know, some people don't...
Ready to do it?
Right.
No, ready to meet.
Put out, is that what I'm saying?
They keep saying on these dating shows, you know, ready to sort of not commit, but, you know, start a conversation.
A toe in the water? What do you...
Something like that.
Oh, I don't know. You watch all this stuff. And then we're going to introduce the young lady in question to five gentlemen from the Triple M audience. Who all have something unique which they're prepared to tell about themselves.
And I think we found someone for the day.
Why don't we introduce you to Bex?
Hi, my name's Bex and I'm a 37-year-old truck driver. I've been a truck driver for 3 years. I love it because I get to listen to music all day and get to meet new people. One of my favourite things to do is play the guitar. I'm not great, but I love it. My favourite TV show is The Simpsons. If your guy doesn't like The Simpsons, that's so a deal breaker for me. I've been single for almost a year. I refuse to do internet dating. It feels like I'm the only person in the world that's not on there at the moment. The one thing that's really important to me in a man is trust. If you're full of shit, then don't bother.
Hey, I like the sound of you, Bex.
Rules you out, Dave.
I think we've got Bex on the line.
We do,
hey,
Bex. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're ready to go? You're hot to trot?
Yeah.
Good. Well, you haven't dated in a year. You're not frigid or anything.
Oh, now, listen, Bex, you can handle conversation like that.
Yeah, I can.
I'm sure you can. Hey, I love the fact you're a truck driver. Are there a lot more women on the road now driving trucks?
Yeah, heaps of women, actually. Our work, we've got a few truck drivers that are women. So,
What kind of truck do you drive?
Tip trucks.
Tip truck?
Okay, cool.
You say no long-haul stuff? You haven't been...
No,
what's the longest haul you've ever done?
About 9 hours, I think, yeah. Gorgeous.
But you're able to go out and meet somebody. You don't have to do overnighters with truck driving at the moment, so
you
it's perfect.
If a first date, you could pick our guy up in your truck.
Yeah. I reckon
I'd
be so impressed.
How good would that be? I'm out the front. Bex is here.
All right, Bex, we're going to put out the call to...
What are you looking for, Bex? What's of interest to you? You said you're a 37-year-old woman.
Yeah, outdoorsy. What do you like?
Yeah, pretty outdoorsy. Just usually into music sort of thing. Yeah.
You said you play guitar. What kind of songs do you play on the guitar?
Uh, sadly, like ballads and stuff.
You said, you weren't very good, but you know what? That never stopped Jane. She went ahead and she put a band together called Highly Strung.
Nice.
Yeah.
Could be in it. Okay, and what about, are you looking for a guy who puts out on the first date?
No, that's
what
not are you asking.
What do you
no,
think?
No, not at all. No, I'm looking for a genuine guy.
A genuine guy.
Genuine guy, but it has a laugh, you know?
What about tats? Is it tats or no tats?
You've got to have tattoos.
Oh,
have
tats.
That's plenty of people we know around Triple M.
Well, you're a truck driver. You're a 37-year-old truck driver. Bex, you sound like a cracking bird.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going to see if we can fix you up
with one
of the nongs from the Triple M. Guys, don't let me down here, guys.
No, come on. I know there's ripping
I spent a lot of time pumping up our Triple M male audience.
And we've met a lot of them as well. And they're good blokes.
I like you. I like the way you roll. It's time to step up
and present yourself. A lovely day or night, meet a great bird, and have a good time.
And reveal something about yourself.
You've got to reveal
something
about yourself. Last time we had a guy who said he was a broccoli farmer.
That's it.
We went,
asparagus.
Wow, bang, there's
asparagus,
a bombshell.
Yeah, exactly.
There's got to be some kind of bombshell. Some guy had seen every Harry Potter film. I don't know if that.
Well, clearly, you know, I agree with you. If you don't like The Simpsons, deal breaker. So, I think that's very, very
true. I do too.
All right,
Bex, hang on the line. We're going to get these bozos on the line now and pick one.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
The great news is our switchboard's exploded.
Yeah.
It's looking very, very positive for you. We've got a lot of guys keen to have a date with you
on special skills, and we'll see how you feel about it. But you don't go too early, all right? We'll ask you at the end for your decision.
Okay.
We'll get through as many as we can.
Let's hear from Matthew. Hello, Matthew. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you do, Matthew?
I actually just overheard Bex on the phone there, and I'm actually a truck driver myself.
Oh, is that good, Bex? Is that good?
That's good, yeah.
Oh, okay. So far, so good, Matthew. Now, how long have you been single?
About 2 years now.
Oh, well, Bex has been for 1 year, so this could get off to a flyer real quick.
Good. What's one of your special skills? What's something you can bring to the table?
Oh, I was just telling the guys earlier that I've grown up with my father. Obviously, he's a helicopter pilot, so aviation is something I've been strongly interested in, and I'm planning to get my fixed wing license sometime in the next 2 years at least.
I think that sounds good.
But can you fly a plane as we speak?
I could physically fly a plane. I've done several hours as pilot.
Hey, Bex, this has got Mile High Club written all over it. Bex?
Okay.
All right, Bex. Well, Matthew, you've mounted a very good case, and I would have to say there's largely a tick in every box there, Bex.
Yes, for sure.
Are you writing all this down, Bex?
All right.
I'm not writing it down. I've got a good memory.
All right. Okay, that's Matthew.
That's bad for guys. She's got a good memory.
Yeah, that's it.
Cameron, yes, what have you got up your sleeve, mate? What can you say about yourself?
Oh, I was a bass player many, many years ago. I'm a truckie as well.
You're a truckie as well. Now, you used to be a bass player, guitar player. Is that good, Bex?
That is.
What kind of bands, Matthew? What is music you into? Cameron, what kind of music you into?
Used to be a bit of rock, punk, metal.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your favourite bass player?
My favourite is Cliff Burton.
Oh, nice.
Joey Metallica. Yeah. Oh, you might have just said the right thing, young Cameron.
All right,
well done, Bex. That seemed to trip your trigger.
Yep.
All right, hang on there.
Hang in there, Cameron.
Probably time for a change of pace. Anthony, how old are you, Anthony?
37 there, mate.
And are you a truck driver?
No, I'm not. I work in local government at the moment.
Okay, yeah. Well, in what department?
I work at the customer service department at the moment, so I take a lot of angry residents.
So you'd have to be pretty patient bloke, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, very patient, yes.
All right.
There's a plus. What else can you bring to the table for Bex?
Well, a plus. That's what I go overboard.
Interesting enough, I've been single 15 years now. So,
what?
It's quite a bit of time. But
you're a bit over being single?
Yeah, well, when you're 3 years from 40, you want to try and settle down a little bit, I guess, or meet someone nice enough to want to settle down.
Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
I don't know. In life, I want to get into local laws at some stage, and then just sort of see where that takes me. But yeah,
I think there's a no from Bex.
Bex, what's going on?
Bex, he sounds like you might have to fill out some documentation before your first date.
I like the sound of Anthony. Yeah. Hold on the line, Anthony.
No drama. Cheers.
Let's say hello to Paul.
Paul!
G'day, how you going?
Good, how are you, mate? What's going on with you?
Oh, I just knocked off work, mate. Just been sitting on an excavator all day, digging holes.
Okay, all right. We're going down the truck driver excavation theme here.
I think Bex will be into that.
You've been digging holes all day. What do you do in your spare time, Paul?
Race motorbikes, mate. I've been into motocross, speedway, sidecars, speedway.
Yeah. Oh, sounds great,
mate. Sounds great. You into music, Paul?
Yeah, loving the music, all sorts. Wide variety. Love it. Love the Triple M.
Oh, good man. Bex, would you like to get on the back of a bike? Would you like to be a pillion passenger of Paul's one day?
Well, I used to ride myself, so...
Oh, jeez.
This is going to be hard. This is tough.
We've got an excavator driver who races motorbikes. If only you played the bass. We'd have a perfect match
here. And tats. You got any tats?
Let's quickly go to Dion, 42 years old. And what do you do, Dion?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver as well.
Good on you, Dion.
And what are you bringing to the table today?
Oh, I'm come over from Kiwiland, and I'm over here to earn a bit of money and take a woman back home with me.
You've come over the Tasman to pinch our women. Is that what you're saying?
And your money as well.
So I'm going to limb here and say you're not employed. You're on the dole at the moment, are you?
No, they don't
let us
go on the dole over here.
All right, good on you, mate.
He's working as a truck driver and you in your motorbikes as well, Dion?
Yeah, I've got Harleys and motor guzzies and a big boat, and I go fishing and diving. And
I really worry about Bex. She's got a big decision to make.
This is difficult.
Yeah. We've got time for one more.
Hey, James.
Yep.
How are you going? And tell us a little bit about yourself, James.
I'm going well. I own two trucks, a bogie and a taut liner.
Yep.
Into dirt bikes. Love the Simpsons growing up. What else can I tell you?
Do you ride a quad bike?
Yeah, I've got a quad bike. I'm
at
home.
Got a quad bike.
This is great.
Okay, hang on. Do you have a jet ski at all?
My brother owned one.
Oh, imagine a bloke who had a quad bike and a jet ski.
Yeah,
that'd be mint.
All right, Bex, what do you want to do here? We've got Matthew, the truck driver who can fly a plane. We've got Cameron, who's a truckie who used to be a bass player, loves Metallica. You got Anthony from local government, who's been single for 15 years and...
I'd say he'd shower you with lots of gifts and love there.
He'd be bogged down in paperwork for years. Paul, who's 41, who drives an excavator and races motorbikes. Dion, who's going to hit you on the head with a mallet and take you back to New Zealand.
By the hair.
He owns two trucks and a Harley. Or you've got James, bringing up the rear, loves the Simpsons, goes hunting. And get you about on a quad bike.
Yeah, all right. You ready, Bex? We're going to wait for
you. Do you need some thinking music?
My skills in dating haven't been all the best, my choices, so I think I might throw it over to you guys.
No, Bex.
That's not how it works. We're not going to be responsible for any disasters.
You need to pick a name and you need to stick with it, and this could be the greatest decision you've ever made in your life.
It's got to come from you, babe.
Or it could end up in court and end horribly. Either way, you need to really
think
about
this. They all sound good guys.
Come on, Bex.
I know. Yes. I might have to go to Metallica.
Whoa. There he is. That's Cameron.
Yes.
Cameron.
You're in, mate.
Wicked.
Cameron, you're 39, you're a truckie, you used to be a bass player, you love Metallica, and you're saying all the right things. Have you met? Say hello to Bex.
Hello, Bex. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. And yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Just parking up for the night.
That's truckie talk.
Now, guys, what are you thinking for a first date? What are you, a couple of beers, knockoffs, or out
for a
restaurant?
I think we got something very nice planned.
What have we got?
Oh, I think we know.
We're going to shout you drinks and canapes for two at an inner city hotspot, plus a night in a hotel room.
What?
Up to you if you want to share it. That's room each, or you can share.
You're a pimp, Kennedy.
I didn't organise a hotel room.
That is golden. Well done, Radio Tinder. Yes. Another victory.
Well done,
Bex. By the way, want to register? You can do that online at kennedymalloy.com.au.
And to all our losers, have a think about it.
Oh, they were great guys. Hold your heads high, fellas. Bet.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I like matching up couples. It makes me feel good.
Makes
I feel
me
like
feel
we've
good
done
too.
Something.
I think they're going to be a ripper, those two. Cam and Bex.
There's no charges pending or there's... Terrible.
We, don't do exhaustive
background checks. If you're a Triple M listener, you pretty much
get over the line.
Yeah. Come on, guys, don't let us down here. No. They seem like
good
eggs.
Be nice, have nice manners.
I like them. You're
nice. What we like to hear.
Look after Bex.
Hey, you were talking to me about something.
So The Shape of Water, which was we were talking about the film, which you hate.
Yeah, fair enough to say. Yeah, I hate it.
I was putting it out to you that I think that may be the most pretentious name of a film I've ever heard.
The Shape of Water.
Please. You've got to be kidding me. It started a conversation around the office. What is the most pretentious name for a film? And we a couple of them kept coming back. The Unbearable Lightness of Being?
Pretentious.
Pretentious, without you would say doubt. That? Have you got one that's kind of sticks out to you?
Well, I've always thought The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
Too much reading. I'm exhausted.
Too long.
I need a bookmark.
Come on, Andrew Dominic.
The Remains of the Day.
Oh, yeah.
Eyes Wide Shut.
You have to say Remains of the Day like this. The Remains of the Day.
The Remains of the Day. Like Jeremy Irons.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Unwatchable.
And I love his films. Unwatchable. My Beautiful Laundrette. Come on. You're an idiot.
I've got
Who's going to see that?
My Beautiful Laundrette's ridiculous. The Quince Tree Sun.
I beg your pardon?
The Quince Tree Sun.
That's a movie.
1992. It's a movie. A Spanish artist sits in his backyard and paints a quince tree. Kill me
is
now.
Is that the...
That's the movie.
Okay, we've got two tickets to... What's it called?
The Quince Tree Sun.
Marshy's joined us. Marshy is our producer here and puts all our packages together. You've come across one of your travels?
Yeah, someone suggested online the colour of pomegranates. And so then we went looking for it to kind of find out what is the colour of pomegranates.
Do you know what it is, what the movie is?
It's a biography of an Armenian king of song.
There's an oxymoron.
That reveals the poet's life visually and poetically rather than literally. There are sounds and music and occasional singing, but no dialogue.
So he's like Armenian king of pop.
Yeah, suppose.
Did you say no dialogue?
Very rare amount of dialogue.
We got some audio.
Yeah, yeah. Have a listen to this.
Oh, Ray Thistlewaite's listening. Exactly what we're looking for.
Wow.
Could be backup singers.
That'd be a first date movie in Armenia.
What's it called again?
The Colour of Pomegranates.
The Colour of Pomegranates.
That's ridiculous. Wait, I love that. I love hearing about what people... People are funny when they think of you.
Booty
know,
call?
Yeah, booty call.
Dude, where's my car?
That's pretty much.
Do you know, a mate of mine, because I saw a couple of. He denied he had a girlfriend. He denied he had a girlfriend.
Why do boys do that?
I said, mate, are you sure you don't have a girlfriend? Because I'd seen salad in his fridge.
Another giveaway.
I thought that's a dead set giveaway.
Hey, Ken, coming too. Have you got one? Tweet us or Instagram.
So yeah. I'm sorry, mate. I've finished my story here. So I saw the salad in his fridge. I said, mate, you sure you haven't got a girlfriend? He says, no, mate, no. And then I go out and sitting on top of the telly are two videos, Babette's Feast and Fried Green Tomatoes. And I go, oh!
That is definitely
right. This is a guy who's never seen a film without Dolph Lundgren.
Or Van Damme
in it.
They're two of my favourite films, by the way.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah. Hey, is it time to introduce our musical act?
Let's do it.
Come on.
Named after Ray's 1979 gold-coloured Mercedes, Thirsty Merc are an Aussie radio favourite. Their sound has continued to evolve over the years, even crowdfunding an album.
We feel very fortunate to have had such a great dialogue and involvement from the fans.
And now they're back on the road, celebrating their hits of the last 15 years.
Everyone's feeling really good about it, and it's good to be back on the road.
Performing in the summertime for all Bondi Rescue fans, please welcome Ray Thistlethwaite.
Job. I never liked it. I just want to play in the sunshine. They said I was wrong, but I know better. I live my life like I'm dying. Give me a chance, I'll do my best to kick and scream and dance. When winter comes, I'll turn around. Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is gonna be alright in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime. And even if I have to wait till next year, I don't care. All I know is I don't need you there in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime, that is where I'll be. I can't complain, 'cause I'm still breathing. There's nobody breathing down my neck now. Give me a go. Winter comes, I'll ask the crowd to take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is gonna be alright in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime. And even if I have to wait till next year, I don't care. All I know is I don't need you then. Summertime. Baby, in the summertime, that is where I'll be. Let me run. I'll dream until my head weighs 16 tons. And when I wake sometime in June, I'll say, take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is gonna be alright in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime. And even if I have to wait till next year, I don't care. All I know is I don't need. Just take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is gonna be alright in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime. And even if I have to wait till next year, I don't care. All I know is I don't need you there in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime.
Ray, that was awesome. Yeah, come on in, Ray.
Thirsty Merc on tour with the Take Me Back 15th anniversary tour with performances all across Australia.
They're back, eh? It's been a while, Dave.
Yeah, you bet. ThirstyMerc.com. Hey, we're talking Gold Coast, Perth, Tasmania, Adelaide, and everywhere in between, Newcastle as well. Ray's in the studio joining us now on Kennedy Malloy. So good.
Ray, top shelf, Ray.
That is awesome.
Good to have you back, man.
Thank you so much.
Apart from your voice just out of control, how's the guitar? That's one guitar, everyone.
It's a lot of sound for one very small guitar. Is that down the smaller end of the scale for guitars?
It's very small.
What is that guitar?
It's actually a mini Maton.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if Russell Crowe had one of those in his
I know Diesel's got one.
Has Diesel got
one?
Yeah,
he's got like a Maton tribute edition.
Wow. Right. That is just great. Yeah. It's great to have you in. Big fan. Have been for many years.
By the way, I'm a big fan of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching you on TV.
Ray did look at me when he said that first.
What about Dangerous Dave? You got anything for him at
Ray
all?
Ray and I go way
we
back.
Do.
How far
I remember,
back?
Well, when Emancipate Myself first came out years ago, we were one of the first to play it. So when was that? 2003 or something like that?
Was the debut EP,
15
yes.
15 years ago.
In 2003. And you've
someone's
been traveling.
Done her homework.
Oh, well. It's not even homework. It's just, I just happen to know all this stuff. You've been traveling around the country. Have you also been playing with Darryl Braithwaite recently? Is that right?
Yeah, we did a gig at the Corner Hotel.
That's so cool.
Fantastic. Yep. Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of pipes on, fellas. Yeah. You've got Braithwaite and you've got Thistlethwaite. What's
put
going
it
on with the names? That's hard.
Darryl's already made the joke to let's get Natalie Bassingthwaite in.
Ha ha ha! Pestlethwaite, Thistlethwaite. That could be.
That's awesome.
What a great band. I put it to you that Daryl should be in the Hall of Fame for his work with Sherbet, but not necessarily as a solo artist.
This is a very contentious and rude issue. And Daryl's actually out to get Mick.
Daryl's going to get me.
You can tell Daryl that you've seen Mick and he's ready to give him, punch him one.
Horses is not his.
Oh.
I'll pass it on.
Hey, so is it good to be back with the band and up and running and again?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Hey, we're
Ray,
loving it.
I remember you were a mentor on one of the vocal shows. Was that right? Have I seen you mentoring over the years?
Yes, I did 2 episodes with Guy Sebastian on X Factor, I think it was.
Yeah, but you were great at that stuff. They should be getting you on more, I reckon, because you look, you know, when you've got, can sing like you can, I think you've surely got great advice for people, and I thought it was great. See how much I know about Ray.
Would you ever play with Highly Strung, which is Jane's band? It's coming back.
You?
Her band is coming back. Oh. We're trying to find her a support gig with another band, which we'd love to run by.
Are you the vocalist in the band?
Allegedly am a co-vocalist. Dan Warner is the other vocalist.
Dan Warner's on board. A proper musician.
I reckon we can hook it up.
Let's do it, baby! It's going to work.
I cannot have you support me. That's terrible.
He's going to support you.
Would you open for, you know, would you go on first, then have Thirsty Merc, and then have Daryl headline? Would you be cool?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My eyes have lit up.
Where's Natalie Bethenswaite? That's what I want to know.
She's already in another band.
We were having fun before about naming it if our bands were named after our first car. Thirsty Merc, Ripper. Mine would be Stolen Bluebird. What would yours be?
Vitara.
Well, that sounds like a heavy metal band.
It does.
Vitara. Dave,
I'm Gold HQ.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. See, you've come back to the field, haven't you? Now he drives a Getz.
Hyundai Getz.
that would be his latest band called Getz.
Hey, Ray, you're taking the tour as the Take Me Back 15th Anniversary Tour. Performances all around Australia. Next in Newcastle.
Yep.
It's going to be cool. Gold Coast, Perth, Tassie and Adelaide. And where can you get more info for that, Dave?
ThirstyMerc.com. Get amongst it.
All right. Good on you, Ray.
Awesome performance. Great to see you back, that man. Was great. Thanks so much. Thank you for coming in and doing it live.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Andrew Denton next.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, it's going to be massive. We'll introduce you to our first guest soon, but I just need to mention Mick Coyne. He's going berserk. The yen has officially entered a witness protection scheme.
Jeez. And the offers have not stopped rolling in.
The federal budget.
Ridiculous items people want.
It's in disarray. It's a game changer. We'll have more about that later.
I think Zuckerberg brought it up today.
Well, Zuckerberg, he'll be back in there.
Hey, I have got some school holiday
You're all over this.
I'm all over this. Speak to me. I'm very experienced at how to amuse children over the school holiday.
We will take your calls on that and we'll take your tweets and much, much more. But let's start at the very beginning and introduce you to our special guest.
Unprepared, ill-considered, predictable and boring. These are not words you would ever use to describe Andrew Denton.
Hello.
His interviews are legendary and researched impeccably.
You still carry a picture of him with you, is that right?
How did you know that?
He'd get great stories from everyday Aussies, like this cabbie.
I picked up these 3 young girls. They'd all been hammering it, you know. But the one in the middle, she was as blind as a world's dog.
He would often surprise and delight his guests.
I don't have my banjo.
I got one.
Oh, my God.
And just occasionally, they'd turn the tables on him.
And I'm bigger than you, mate.
Yeah. This could be a bad interview if you actually wrestle me to the ground and tie.
Should we do that?
So after more than a decade off our screens, the best in the business is back in the interview chair again. Please welcome Andrew Denton.
Oh, good afternoon, Andrew Denton.
Good afternoon, Jane. Good afternoon, Mick. What an introduction. Well, who is that guy?
Well, he better bring his A game because he's jumped straight back into the hot seat on Channel 7 with a new show called Interview.
Yeah, where do we come up with these names?
Right, that's a big
session.
It's
pretty damn impressive, isn't it? Yeah.
I do like a succinct, simple name, Andrew. And it appears that the audience have been calling for you to do this. Why have you jumped back in now?
Look, 10 years since I did Enough Rope, and the world's just got, it's changed so much in 10 years, got really, really interesting. You know, one word, Trump. Two other words, sure. Social media. Mm. I just figured it was a really interesting time to hop back into the conversation. Plus, I have incredible need for a Logie, as you know.
And, well, I know. You've always craved the limelight like that, haven't you?
Yeah. And you will, Mick. You're on.
You made a very powerful enemy, Denton.
Don't mess with me, Mick.
Does this mean, we get to see you at the Logies? Because we haven't seen you there for many years. I've been looking out for you.
Hang on. Let me just check my...
Oh, no. You're going to have to go now,
I've got to clean out the beehive that day.
I will. Oh. I'm going to contact the Channel 7 publicity department and make sure you are fair smack on that tank.
But this is timely too, because we've seen a David Letterman over there in the United States has just come back, and it's a bit of a departure for him, if you like, who's known more as a Tonight Show host, has gone into interviewing some very interesting subjects. Yep. And it feels like there's an appetite for this type of program at the moment, where people want a bit more meat on the bone and want to hear a proper, serious, informed discussion without so many bells and whistles. Is that fair?
Yeah, look, I hope that's the case, Mick. I'm certainly going to find out. If it's not the case, you can expect Pete Evans to be hosting some kind of a cooking show by at 4.
I hope he's your first interview. Yeah. If I know Channel 7, I'm sure it's been suggested.
Oh, look, no, Mick, he's our second. Look, I hope there's a space for it. There is so much sort of shouting and everybody is kind of broadcasting now on social media. I hope there's a place for just a longer conversation where everyone can just chill out for a bit and listen to what somebody has to say and go work out for themselves, oh, that's how you got to be there, rather than just, this is what I think about you before you've said five words.
Have you got any names for us at the moment? Who do we
not
know?
Not a one, Mick. Not a one.
I'm sure you've got some lined up.
You're not going to tell us?
I will. Our first guest on the first show is actually somebody who I have a long history with, which is Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, really, now you have a long history as a listener of music or literally as a mate of Robert Plant?
Jam together back in the day.
Look, you probably don't remember me from some of those gigs.
Appeared on stage in leather pants and no top. I mean, what is the connection?
I know a person called Robert, okay? Right. No, years ago I made a show called The Money or the Gun, and every week we had a different band on, but they all had to do Stairway to Heaven. Anyway, we bought out an album of that, and Robert ended up buying about 20 copies of it.
I met
him about 15 years ago when I did another show at 7. So when I met him this time, he said, can you get me more copies? He said, the other members of the band weren't too thrilled, but I love it.
I'm just trying to get a picture of you signing a copy of Stairway to Heaven and giving it to Robert Plant.
Something wrong there, isn't there?
So he's an interesting case in point too. I've always thought he's one of the best singers of all time. Wow. How's his pipes? Did he do any tunes for you? Have you got it?
Look, I kept trying to tempt him. At one point I said, look, if I wanted to sing like you, how would I go about it, thinking I'd get a masterclass? Mm-hmm. And he just said, do you know the meaning of the word castrati? to which I said, I'm not a fan of Italian food, normally went.
Have you still got people on a wish list that you're desperate to get?
Yeah, no, always. I mean, very high on my wish list, not least because I'm fascinated with how he looks more and more like his own property, Mr. Burns, is Rupert Murdoch. I would love to talk to Rupert. Wow. I mean, he's undeniably one of the most interesting people of the last century.
You would think at this stage in his life, you haven't got much to lose, so you might as well talk to yourself on TV. That's how I'd put it.
Well, steady. He's got Jerry Hall to go to bed with every night. He's got a lot to live for, Jane.
Oh, of course.
I want some more names. Ivan Milat. Is that on the...
That's probably more Tonight Show stuff, I think.
Cash Cow? No.
The Cash Cow?
We've tried. He refuses to talk.
I had an idea for a chat show once, but mine is it occurred to me once during a police interview, but I thought, wouldn't it be great to interview someone behind prison glass? So you come on and you interview, everyone's on a phone. You have to say, hi, my next guest is, what are you in for?
And they're dressed in an orange suit and off you go.
And eventually somebody comes in and just ends the interview.
That's right, takes you away in a jumpsuit.
I've always wanted to do a good cop, bad cop interview where you have two interviewers and you have the guest. So the good cop's asking the questions and the bad cop interviewer is behind the guest.
Andrew, welcome to Kennedy Malloy.
That is true. At the right moment, they just slam their hands down and go, that's bullshit.
Okay, the show is Interview with Andrew Denton. It premieres Tuesday, 9 p.m. on Channel 7. Whoever defibrillator here in the studio, which is usually just to bring me to consciousness. But on this occasion where, Wade, you had, now, I don't want to underplay this, was it a triple or a quadruple bypass heart surgery in recent time?
Do you want to play on for the car? It was five, quintuple.
It was a five?
I didn't even know there was such
a
thing.
Such
no,
a
neither
pony.
Did I.
Oh, that is a desperate
actually,
plea for attention.
And
truth be told, I only needed a triple, but I said, while you're there.
A full oil and lube, please.
Have a crack.
How are you and how is your health and do you feel as good as new?
I'm in Olympic form, Mick, which means I'm drug enhanced, obviously. No, look, I'm really well. Obviously, nobody chooses to have surprise heart surgery, yeah. Although my wife did throw it as a party, so I'm not too sure if I actually needed to have it. But no, it basically means I'm pretty much heart attack proof for the next 10 or 15 years, and that feels good.
It's
so I feel like I've
news.
Won the lottery, yeah.
And may I say also, you look in fabulous health, and I'm looking at you and I'm looking at Mick, and yeah, I'm not quite sure who was in need of the surgery, to be frank.
Well, I think Mick is the heart attack I was going to have.
It's like the booper ad.
It's like a really bad booper ad.
Yeah, that's right.
Booper ad that's gone too far. Well, I hope you're on the road to recovery because
Thank you.
You need my support.
Have you been keeping up with, like, we're all... Because we're sort of on top of news and things like that.
Sure,
Al Zuckerberg, at the moment.
Would you love to interview him? Would it be a good interview?
He'd be interesting. I think he's a bit on the spectrum. I think he is the spectrum, in fact.
There you go. And interested to interview him for the very fact that he set up and was so successful, or other angles that perhaps you would go?
With Mark?
Yeah.
I think it's more the case of he's a guy that was, you know... he's 32 years old and he's suddenly been put in this position where the whole world's going, well, now what? Just fix it. Like, who's equipped for that?
He was a nerd trying to get a root, basically.
And
now he's facing a full inquiry.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
gone pear-shaped. Of Congress.
In the history of civilization, nobody has accumulated the kind of influence he just has. Nobody. There's no rules for this. So I just think, I figure he goes home and just curls up in the fetal position and goes, make it stop.
That's the look he's got. And there's plenty of memes come out today from him and he's dressed up in his suit and not a hoodie as he's been at the Senate.
Was he quizzed
about
my
today.
Mitcoin at all?
No, he wasn't. Was he? Oh, Andrew, you're up with the Mitcoin situation.
Yeah, look, Andrew. Some friends of mine lost a lot of money on Mitcoin.
They haven't. They have not lost money.
These
are Romanian friends we're never allowed to talk about.
Oh, look, this is a fair income coin that Mick has got out.
There's 100 out there, Andrew. I mean, if you've 100. Got any goods and services you feel
don't
maybe appropriate.
Don't put it on our guest, Mick. You're not trying to...
prepared to off, what, say,
I'm
one
sorry.
Bitcoin?
This is embarrassing, Andrew.
Yeah, is
I'm
awkward.
Sorry.
No, Jane, it's all right. I understand, you know, Mick is the one of the neediest human beings I've ever met. So what, you want me to offer some kind of a service in return for a Mick coin?
If you think you have something that may be worthy of a Mick coin, please...
Okay. Look, this is not something I offer to everyone, but you mentioned the heart surgery.
Yes.
I figure I know a thing or two about it. So when the moment comes for you, Mick, don't spend money on an expensive doctor. Give me a call. I'll come down. I'll have a go.
So this is basically a token or a voucher for heart surgery.
That's right. For heart surgery. Yeah.
Dr. Denton.
That's right.
Dr.
I'll only
Denton.
Charge travel and accommodation expenses.
I like the sound of it.
Yeah. Do you have a set of steak knives at home? That's my only question.
Well, I have a Swiss Army knife. If
that'll do. That'll
sold. Bitcoin. Right. There it is. That's a fair exchange, but I expect that, and there will be something written up. So if I die of a heart attack, and you don't
you
come
to
wear,
die,
you might have to wear one of those things, you know, those alarms on your wrist, Andrew. That's
right. Do not resuscitate. Do not let that little bastard near me.
I'll sort that out.
Hey, Andrew, good luck with your show, and
I look forward to it.
I love nostalgia. Have you ever? You know, one of the greatest, you know, I'd love to see you get an interview show. Remember a band called TISM? And I don't know, you might be able to take something from them, but they always did the greatest interviews I've ever seen. And some of them involved us. I remember we had them on the show once.
Yeah.
And they would only answer in piano accordion. it didn't matter what we asked. There was another one where we all had to go down to the MCG and we had to stand up one end. And they stood up the other because you didn't know who they were, by the way. Their identity was concealed. And you had to write the questions on the football.
That's nuts.
Oh, and
kick them and kick them down the other end. And then they would kick them back in return.
That.
And my personal favourite, they tied up the interviewer once and blindfolded him and drove him around, I think it was Melbourne, And when they took the blindfold off, he was standing in a locker full of hanging meat, like at an abattoir. And they were down the other end, and they would just poke out from behind a big carcass and say hello.
That's very Soprano.
And ask a question.
So I would watch that show.
If at any stage you're running out of ideas or you want to jazz it up a bit.
Get some hanging meat.
In that case, let me tell you, episode 2, Tism, special guest.
Thank you, Andrew Denton.
Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Mick. See you.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
School holidays are on around the country. They're always at different times, so you can sort of, you know, spread it out a bit. I know the Gold Coast shopkeepers are a bit annoyed because they're not getting reaping the benefits of, for example, the New Zealand school holidays. They haven't got them coming over in New South Wales.
Is that normal, is it?
Well, I think they didn't tee it up and they didn't sort things out in that. I mean, you really want the kids to be up there with their families and
running
you just
got
to get all the holidays in sync. But in my household, it's school holiday. We're in the second week of school holidays.
Right.
And mum's working
now.
Yeah, that's now. So, you know, things change when you've got both parents working and kids, you know, looking for something to do.
So what are they doing? Running wild. They free range, are they? What are they doing?
You know, kids get to an age where they can sort of, you know, take care of themselves for a few hours.
Can you do both? So I was at the Lego exhibition this morning with my two boys.
Father of the year, are you?
I was at the Lego exhibition, then off to the 3D movies. That was very good.
Well done. Actually, how did it go? Lego, good?
Lego is good. What's funny is how that the Lego masters are there who make these. Who spend like 10 days.
I love those Lego masters.
They spend 10 days on something. And to my boys, they're gods.
To me, they're
bums on about, you know, $180 a week. And here you go, keep my kids.
Oh, you've got to have more respect for the geeks of the
world.
Have you
ever been like the yo-yo guys who used to come to your school?
Yeah.
You go, whoa, these guys are great. Yes. When I grow up, I'm going to be a yo-yo guy.
A yo-yo master.
No, I'm being silly. The yo-yo,
Lego
guys are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
They know
what they're
doing.
Okay, so
they need planning permission from council for some of the things I saw today.
Incredible. So some of the things that I have discovered over the years when I'm working during the school holidays and you've got kids, and I've got a bunch of them, is what do you do? And you can't really go away somewhere and it's expensive to go away. And P.S., all the airline companies double the airfares in school holidays.
Right.
This is just a shocking
And you're
hour.
Notoriously tight in this department.
I'm not tight. I've got to be practical because I've got five kids. So you've got to be smart about how you travel, right? So sometimes,
like
I started this a few years ago, I thought, what am I going to do? And I went, okay, brainwave. So I said to the kids, all right, everybody, we'll pack a bag, pack a backpack, and we jumped in the car, and they're going, where's she taking us? God. And they were like, not looking forward to a long trip, because I said, you won't need any electronics in the car. You don't need any, and that they were horrified at that.
Be catatonic.
Well, we jumped in the car. 8 minutes later,
what?
Pulled up, here we are, kids. At a city hotel.
Oh, no.
That's what you do for two
good
nights.
Right.
So you
two
rock
nights,
up.
What? Hotel room, big hotel room.
Big hotel room, cinema, and the best thing, heated pool. And all those city hotels now have unbelievable swimming pools, which really annoys everybody else who's trying to have a relax. And you rock it. Oh, it's just the six of us.
The gypsies have turned up.
The gypsies and kids are doing bombs in the pool and things like that. Yeah. But you order room service. And also, it's very important, you don't actually tell how many people you're going to have in the room. So never admit exactly how many children you have if you've got a bunch of them.
You? Okay.
No, I'm practical. Because if I said I want a room for five kids, they'd go, we'll take three rooms. Is everyone going to do that? So I just sneak them up in shifts. That's what you do. So you say, you loiter, I leave the two older ones.
People traffickers.
Yeah. Where the kids sleep.
They've all got them all locked into a room in what subhuman
conditions. I'll tell you what the kids do. They top and tail. And that's what I used to do when I was growing up. And that's perfectly fine in my book.
Tough school.
It's not a tough school. They're big beds often. I can fit three in a bed. I've done that before.
Wow, hang on a second.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't want to watch you do in your, I know you're showbiz type.
No,
but
it's perfectly fine.
Really,
and
you're on the path.
I think it's good. And they watch TV, they can watch a movie. And we've started
two
nights
downstairs.
And they're done. Two nights. And I have had kids, when we're back in that car, the 8 minute trip home, they're gone, Mum. Best holiday ever.
No kidding.
So better for mum or better for kids?
Better for everyone. Absolutely.
You're writing this
everyone.
Down, people.
That is my. Now, does anybody else? I've got plenty more.
Have you got a tip? Have you got us a tip? A good, like a
hack?
No, my most famous tip is if you go anywhere, for kids. You have to go to a place with a swimming pool and it must be heated. You cannot go anywhere with a cold pool because they won't swim. Then they're hanging around you all day and you've got to find activities for them. So that's the rule. Heated pool.
This is some clinical.
This is all you need. This is all you need. But tell me if you've got any other hacks. 1-333-53.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear them because I'm always looking for a holiday hack.
Let's do it.
Yeah, 1-333-53 is the number. It is Jane's School Holiday Hacks. What's your tip? What's your hack to get through the school holidays? Hey, take your call right after this on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane's School Holiday Hacks. I better turn this car around if you don't stop.
That seems to set the vibe.
Can you believe how many hours we all used to go on a car trip with nothing to do?
Overnight. No air conditioning.
Overnight. No,
my dad used to smoke in the car with the windows up.
Good old days.
And we'd say, Dad, can you turn the windows down? And we'd be coughing. He goes, don't be stupid, I've got the air conditioner on. Honestly, today they've got their game, whatever they is, all the game stuff. Hey, Jenny, have you got any hacks for everybody?
Yeah, well, I'm a bit of a liar like you.
I have four sons.
Yeah, that's right. But I often pretend we only have two.
Yes.
And, you know, they all look pretty similar, so you can't tell much. Some of them are twins.
Same here,
So we've done the thing where we go to Thailand and we pretend we've only got two kids. We just take blow-up mattresses.
Brilliant. And you just shove them in the bag during the day or take it to
and
the pool.
And blow them up once you're inside
and, you know,
the hotel room.
You know, you get the free shuttle to the hotel and just think, oh, well, you know, just hopefully they don't know.
They won't
really fit into the car very well.
And the staff change all the time anyway, so they don't know. And you've always got the spare pillows and blankets in the cupboard.
Exactly. You know what else you need? Tupperware.
Oh, you're
you know, you
so
get the free
right.
breakfast.
Yes,
get
exactly.
the free breakfast.
Oh, no, I just fill my pockets with all the fruit at the buffet.
How about you over there?
No, you've got to go to the Tupperware because you've got to get the ham and the croissants and...
Okay, I'm taking.
And while you're over there and you've got all the kids, you may as well start up a sweatshop, Jenny, too. Just, put them to work.
Let's give Jenny a prize.
Sure, $100 fuel voucher.
A Lilo.
Yeah.
$100 fuel voucher. Now she'll have to go on a family holiday.
Yeah. That's it.
How far can you get $100? That'd be a good
Jenny
holiday.
Can go by herself. I think that's what she'd like to do. Okay, Justine, do you have any hacks for camping?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Go ahead.
I grew up with, I'm just going to pull over, hang on for 2 seconds. I grew up with a father who was a mad keen camper, but I did not get the camping gene at all.
Yes.
And I have two sons, single mum, and they always wanted to go off camping. So what I used to do when I lived on the Sunshine Coast, pack up the car with a pop-up tent.
Yeah.
Take a mattress, no food, no nothing, drive 10 minutes down the road, stay at Noosa at Munna Point. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's beautiful. There, put the tent up. There's restaurants, coffee shops, clothing boutiques.
So you're basically staying at Noosa.
Yeah, everything that you could want for, and my boys were as happy as Larry that they'd been on their camping trip.
That is brilliant. It's not exactly the real harsh... battling the elements of camping.
I'm a glamper from way back.
Well, congratulations.
We can't camp.
But only just by the way, while we're talking Noosa, big hello to Danielle, who's celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Danielle.
You know Danielle.
I know Danielle.
She's not exactly camping.
No, one of the finest restaurants in Noosa.
Probably the best Japanese restaurant in Australia.
Exactly.
It is unbelievable.
A shout out to you.
Happy birthday to you. Emma,
what's your tip for a great holiday?
My tip, Janie, it's a day trip and it's the Winnebago showroom.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What do you do? Hang on, I don't get it.
The Winnebago showroom tends to be in a place like, you know, Campbellfield or something. You pop in the car and you head on out there and it's just this great big place that has got every single in the whole range of Winnebagos. These things go up to $1 million.
Right, and they're state-of-the-art, aren't they?
Yeah, but what do you drive them off the lot? What do you do, road test them?
You just let the kids go in and lie on the beds and test the taps. Is that right?
Climb the ladders, get up in the hardy spot.
Use the toilet.
So go to a showroom to look at a van.
I thought you were going to say just take one on a test drive and then just piss
the next
off
step,
to the
I
Dane
reckon.
Tree or something.
That could be the next step. Go and do a test drive
Emma,
of one of those.
That's borderline criminal behaviour there. Emma.
Mary, I think you might be along the same track in the caravanning area.
Yes, I am.
Tell me what you do.
Well, we ran around Australia and it was just too expensive. We would have only got halfway around. So we just made the kids
quite alongside of the double bed whenever we would check in.
Yep.
And it worked really well until they wanted to show us all these different sites, and the kids were stuck over in Perth in the hot weather in the car inside the van.
Oh, right.
So the kids are stuck in there. The kids are roasting.
We learned our lesson and we gave them water from then on.
Oh, good on you, Mary.
Okay, Mary.
That's taking it to a next level.
I'd like to give you a prize, but I'm not sure we can.
No, I think Mary loves her kids, and they were all right. They had their water. Let's give Mary.
She can have a night away from the kids, go see the Screaming Jets with their Rock Riot tour.
Oh, that's Screaming cool.
Jets. It'd be quieter night than the home with the kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, everybody. Had some great ideas there.
The other thing about the Lego exhibition, you have to leave through the store, which has all the...
Mickey, get used to that world.
It's like a turkey shoot.
There is no... activity or exhibition or museum or anything where you cannot exit.
These guys have built a rocket, right? So it's a rocket, and it took them 14 days between them. It's so much work. And I was watching this whole thing, and you know, I was thinking,
what?
I just wish they had to find one missing piece. Yeah. You know, like we do when you're with your boys, and you go, Dad, can't find
the thing.
Anyway.
Thanks for that, everyone.
I've done it tough today.
Yeah, I'm going to book a holiday now.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Can you tell me during the break that you are some kind of Lego champion?
No, I thought it was impressive.
Don't like to brag.
Well, brag away. Come on, tell us.
What did you when you were young?
So in 1982, there was the State Lego Championships in Victoria. I grew up in country Victoria in Ballarat. They had a heat going on there. I was a finalist with my construction of my Lego. Beyond that, no.
Yeah, what'd you make?
I actually think it was a rocket. I was a space station. I was in the local paper.
See, you could have made a better one than the Chinese.
I've still got the certificate at home.
You're a hoarder.
You know what? Oh, yeah.
How does it feel that was the high point of your life?
How dare you?
No, that was as good That's as it ever not. Got for you.
That
what
is.
What have you ever done since?
I played a cowboy once in a TV commercial.
Actually, I've seen that commercial. We've got audio of it.
Yeah.
We'll track that down tomorrow.
I was actually typecast.
You were like a really nerdy Woody from Toy Story.
I was
no,
not.
No, you actually weren't like a...
Bush Ranger style.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
I reckon that's the real you.
You're riding side saddle. You're the only cowboy I know.
Hey, you could have gone to Copenhagen to the home...
Yeah, so the competition Lego. Was with the Lego, so you won the regional heat, then you go to the city, and then you win that, you go to the...
He didn't get near Copenhagen. He didn't get out of Ballarat.
Wow, that's...
Win Ballarat.
That was the judge's decision.
Dreams.
Then you definitely wouldn't have won Melbourne, then you wouldn't have won Australia, and you wouldn't have gone to Copenhagen.
Oh, all right.
But you couldn't make Copenhagen out of Lego.
I could have been Legoland champion, and I could have got there.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I will challenge you.
Oh, right.
Go for it, Dave, because you've got no idea, Mick, how to build Lego.
What would you build?
One of those guns. We used to do this when we were.
This is
Lego. I should have invested in this. It was 50 years ago. When we were kids... We were kids. You used to only get those little like six blockers.
Oh, yeah.
There was none of these fancy pants bits and wheels and stuff now. But you could make a gun which would have an elastic band in it, and you'd put a little bit of Lego behind the trigger. You could take someone's eye out from 30 metres. It was so much fun.
Far too much weaponry involved in your upbringing, I've decided.
I would have absolutely, that's what I would have built, and I would have gone, I'm going to Copenhagen, whack.
Don't you point your gun at me.
Offence to my gun.
Oh, we'll take offence to your gun.
At least I don't pack the kids up in the car and pretend they're going on holidays and drop them off at a local hotel.
Holiday of their lifetime, they told me.
I'm worried
Best
about
Best holiday there. Don't worry about me.
By the way, there's been a bit of complaints about not enough Mitcoin going out today. Andrew Denton got one. What did he get one for?
He's going to be on standby defibrillator for you, like a
he's
human.
He's
going
to do heart surgery. If anything happens to me, and don't worry,
he's doomed. Oh, he hasn't got long to wait.
I need that in a certificate. That'll be going up in the gallery.
You could blow any time.
Oh well, you'd love that. Wouldn't you? Who would you get in? Who would you get in?
Oh, don't even tempt me,
Matt Preston.
I could get Matt. There's too
you
many names.
You could get Matt Preston.
Hemsworth.
You'd be nothing without
Hemsworth.
Me. Well, like for like, I suppose.
Clooney.
Jeez.
I could be working with those guys soon. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh,
what do you mean?
I can't announce it
zip
yet.
Zip it. Zippity
what
zip zip.
What are you
zip.
Talking about?
There might be something coming up, but you cannot.
Can you tell me?
Well, I'm the king of radio and TV and live. And I've been avoiding this for a long time because I don't want to be the next Russell Crowe.
Confidential's going to be on to you.
Yeah, I could be
the next
Russell Crowe. That's all I'm saying.
Because we need you to just...
Don't look me in the eye.
I'm going to look you in the eye whenever I want to.
Ursula Carlson tomorrow, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.